right. It's great to have you today on a little Grace to Grow podcast. Today, I want to read from Genesis 32, verse 24. The Bible says, "And Jacob was left alone, and there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day. And when he saw that he had prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh, and the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint, as he wrestled with him. And he said, 'Let me go, for the day breaketh.' And he said, 'I will not let thee go, except thou bless me.' And he said unto him, 'What is thy name?' And he said, 'Jacob.' And he said, 'Thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince hast thou power with God and with men, and hast prevailed.' And Jacob asked him and said, 'Tell me, I pray thee, thy name.' And he said, 'Wherefore is it that thou dost ask after my name?' And he blessed him there. And Jacob called the name of the place Peniel, 'For I have seen God face to face, and my life is preserved.' And as he passed over Peniel, the sun rose upon him, and he halted upon his thigh. Therefore the children of Israel eat not of the sinew which shrank, which is upon the hollow of the thigh, unto this day, because he touched the hollow of Jacob's thigh and the sinew that shrank." So what we read here was the story of Jacob getting ready to confront his brother Esau. He'd not seen his brother in some 20 years, and the last words he'd heard from him was, "You're a dead man." That's paraphrased, of course. And so Jacob is returning home to see his father. He's got wind that his father is old and ill. And so on the return home, he is confronted with the fact that his brother is coming with 400 men. Well, desperate times are good when they bring us to the Lord. And that's exactly what happened to Jacob. He sought the Lord in this unusual prayer meeting that we see played out in an actual wrestling match. And during this wrestling match, the angel of the Lord allowed Jacob's thigh to be removed out of socket. But Jacob wasn't going to quit. And so he received the blessing of the Lord. He even received a name change. He would be called Israel after this. But for the rest of Jacob's life, Jacob would have to lean on a staff as he walked. He would be reminded every single day of his life with that staff, not just of that encounter that he had with God at the place called Peniel, but he would be reminded that I need to lean on God every single day. I want to talk to you briefly about this subject, when all you can do is lean, because that was Jacob's situation. You may feel weak spiritually, but you can lean. You may feel defeated and overwhelmed, but you can lean. And when I say that, I'm referring to leaning on the Lord. Proverbs 3:5 tells us that we're to trust in the Lord with all our heart and lean not unto our own understanding. In essence, it's saying, lean on God, not yourself. When all you can do is lean, lean on God. You can lean on Him. So, the people and things you used to have confidence in may have let you down, but you can lean. You may not have the physical strength to do the things you used to do, but you can lean. You see, it's by leaning you truly get to know God. The Apostle John refers to himself as the disciple whom Jesus loved. But what we find out about John, when the disciples would sit around the fire or the table with the Lord Jesus, we find that he was the one leaning on the Lord's breast. He was next to the Lord, and the result was he learned how much God loved him. When he refers to himself as the disciple whom Jesus loved, he's not telling us that Jesus didn't love the others. What he's telling us is a self-discovery from leaning on Jesus. And friend, if you lean on the Lord, you're going to learn that. The Apostle Paul had a thorn in the flesh he desperately wanted removed. We don't know what that thorn was. We don't know. All we know was it was very, very uncomfortable. He prayed 3 times it would go away, and God did not remove that thorn. So what did Paul do? He just continued to lean. He leaned on Jesus, and what he found was that his grace was sufficient to help him endure that thorn. John the Apostle, once again, as an old man, was isolated and left for dead on the island of Patmos. He couldn't swim, but he could lean. He couldn't build a bridge, but he could lean. And how God met with him. It is at the Isle of Patmos that the Lord revealed the book of Revelation to John. As a matter of fact, Revelation 1:10 tells us that John was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. Even though he couldn't gather with fellow believers as he was isolated, he would pray and worship to the Lord and meditate on the things of God, draw even closer to the Lord than on other days, and the result was the Lord ministered to him. All he could do was lean, and the result was the book of Revelation. You see, real rest comes from leaning on Jesus. An easy chair would not be called an easy chair if you had to hold yourself up when you sat in it. Jesus said, "Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." You know, the new iWatches have a neat charging protocol here. Contrary to the iPhone, where you have to plug it in, the iWatch, at least mine anyways, has a little magnetic pad. I just lay it on there, and the next morning I see it fully charged. All it does is just lay on that charger. And do you realize when you are leaning on Jesus, the Lord is going to recharge you? You see, when all you can do is lean, here's the beauty of it all. When all you can do is lean, you're exactly where God wants you. Exactly. And from there, God will help you do what he wants you to do. Well, God bless you, and I hope you have a fantastic week. Take care.